Good evening, dearest. Good evening. So when a tragedy hits home, like having one of your sons or children murdered, initially it's the shock. I think before the shock is obviously the anxiety and fear of the unknown about where this person is, whether your loved one is, and the anxiety of not knowing can really cripple you as a parent or guardian. And then when the news does come of your child being murdered, the shock, disbelief, can actually, for some people, give them a stroke, paralyze them, sends them into a shock that they cannot recover from, maybe because they just feel like they're in a dream. After actually accepting the reality of the situation, obviously comes the realization that this is true, and then anger would set in, frustration would set in, hurt, deep hurt would set in, because you want to look at it from a perspective of what type of social support does this parent have? Do they have a good standing support in terms of family, community, society? Religious, whatever faith they believe in. And if they do have some kind of element of support system, they can lean towards that, because you will have people pouring in to give them support, specifically from a religious point of view as well. The flip side of it would be somebody might turn to God and actually be very angry at God, because you would think at what are the social determinant factors that led to the victim being murdered, and asking God, why me, why my child, why now? Possibly he was the first generation to go to university, to finish school, so that they could be able to help them be better, because you want to look at what is the guardian's back financial background, and this would have been maybe the child that they had struggled for to actually be the breadwinner for the family. So the hate can be strong, and there's a definite disconnect in terms of religion or spiritualness, because it's why. And if there's and it's a, the why is never consoled very well. So somebody might take a while to actually recover from that hurt and pain, because there's now a mistrust in terms of religion and anger.